Yeah, it's October 2, 1996, and we're just chatting together over dinner at our place, and Randy's in Vancouver, so Mom and I are here alone, and we're talking about Edgemere back in Nova Scotia. Mom was just saying that when they moved to Nova Scotia to the farm, they had a lot of good friends there, and I said, well, you must have been something of an oddity being a refined English family amidst pretty basic farming folk. And Mom said, well, it's true. Dad got terribly taken by locals when, for instance, they sold him a horse that shied, and so Al wasn't able to use it, and they sold him bad turkeys and this and that. But Dab, ever trusting, continued to get taken.
So what was it about Edgemere that you enjoyed so much?
Well, of course, we were a boarding school, so we didn't have a full year round there. And we enjoyed it very much while we were there, because we used to go swimming in the river, which was really dangerous, because it was a tidal river and it was just nothing but mud banks. And so we made a little raft and a little diving board thing. And I didn't know how to swim very well, and I got caught underneath the raft. But
so how old were you at this time?
9.
Hmm. And Al would have been?
13. Hmm. And so the boys were always with us, and they were good swimmers, so it wasn't too bad, really. But Will made himself a little wireless house and made a great big, what do you call it?
Aerial.
Yes. And I guess he didn't get it. It wasn't strong enough, so it all came down in a bad storm. So he had to set to work and put it up again. But he had a lot of fun. He did Morse code all the time, and he had a lot of friends that used to also do Morse code. And then we had a windmill, which was quite exciting.
So this would have been, if you were 9, it would have been towards the end of the war that we're talking.
No, it was just 1 year after the war started.
1915.
Yeah. 19, I don't know, 49, was it?
No, 19, we're talking the First World War.
Yes, I know.
1915.
15, yes, yeah. That's it, 1915. I was just 9. And then, of course, we were sent to boarding school, and I went to Edge Hill, which was in Windsor. And we had to go by train. And,
so how long a ride would that be from where you lived? Now, you lived in Port?
Well, we lived in
Port William, you said.
No, really, at the Stars Point. And all the Stars, family of Stars, several families of Stars really owned that point.
Mm-hmm.
They all lived there. And then we had the Tobins down below us. And there was two sisters and a brother lived in that house.
Mm.
We used to have a lot of fun with them because they were rather goody-goodies, and everything seemed to have been mixed up with the Tobins, and our umbrellas flew down to the Tobins on a windy day, landed up at the Tobins' house.
Uh-huh.
And then the friends that really helped us when we came, I don't know how Dad knew them in the first place, but they were called Dick and, they were Stars, I think. Well, they were running a great big place of horses and barns for somebody who was quite wealthy. And we made great friends with them, and they looked after us the first week we arrived.